I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. Tiger Woods hasn't done it. Jack Nicklaus didn't do it. But Atlanta's Bobby Jones did. On this date, in 1930, Jones became the first and only golfer to win the Grand Slam, the U.S. Amateur, the U.S. Open, the British Open, and the British Amateur. Born in 1902, Jones learned to play golf at the East Lake Country Club in Atlanta. In 8 seasons from 1923 to 1930, he won 13 major championships, but no prize money. Always playing as an amateur, Jones preferred to focus on his education. He graduated from Georgia Tech, majored in English literature at Harvard, and passed the Georgia bar after 3 semesters at Emory, all before he turned 30. After retiring from golf, Jones created the Augusta National Golf Club and the Masters Tournament, which was first played in 1934. Tragically, he contracted a rare spinal disease in 1948 and was confined to a wheelchair until his death in 1971. But Bobby Jones assured his legacy as the greatest golfer ever on September 27, 1930, Today in Georgia History.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and as a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.